This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We talked a bit on Friday about Fed Chair Jay Powell's big speech at Jackson Hole and where he thinks inflation stands and what the central bank's got planned for its big bond buying program. We're going to spend some time today on what Powell said with Mohamed El-Erian. He's the president of Queens College Cambridge, also the chief economic advisor at Allianz. And for the past couple of months, he's been a critic of the central bank's approach to this economic moment. Dr. El-Erian, welcome back to the program, sir.
Wonderful to be with you. Thank you.
We talked in June, and you made your case that the Federal Reserve was making a policy mistake in providing so much support to the economy for so long. Here we are, 6 weeks, 2 months later. The economy has obviously changed with the Delta variant. Chair Powell made the big speech on Friday. Are you more or less concerned than you were 8 weeks ago?
I am as concerned, not because I don't think the economy need help, but I think monetary policy is the wrong tool. And other Fed officials have come out and said explicitly, it is not clear that the current policy approach is actually helping the economy.
Yeah, what do you make, not to get into the Kremlinology of the Federal Reserve, but a number of senior Federal Reserve regional presidents have come out and said, you know what, it's time to start cutting back on this support sooner or later. What do you make of that?
Yeah, we're seeing the center of gravity within the FOMC, which is the Federal Reserve Policymaking Committee, shift towards let's ease off this incredible stimulus that was introduced in the midst of the COVID emergency. Now, why are they shifting? A few reasons. One is they're getting evidence that the inflation that we are all experiencing is likely to be more persistent and higher than they thought. Secondly, there's very little evidence that suggests that this is helping the economy. And thirdly, it continues to decouple asset prices, markets, from the real economy, which makes inequality worse and increases the risk of financial instability.
What do you suppose you and some of those regional Fed presidents are looking at that either Chair Powell isn't seeing or is seeing and choosing to stay the course anyway?
Well, clearly Chair Powell has evolved because he came out on Friday and said that lots of ground has been covered to reach the maximum employment objective and that the inflation objective has been met. So clearly he sees things evolving. I think what's different is how you see the balance of risk. I can't speak for others, but I can tell you I see it as two-sided, that there's a risk that we may end up doing more harm than good, whereas the chair is still seeing it more as one-sided. So I think it's a balance of risk argument rather than what's actually happening on the ground, because what's happening on the ground is very clear. We have higher and more persistent inflation, and we've created 1.9 million jobs in just 2 months.
And this balance is that Powell thinks the risks are going to fade and you think they're going to continue and accelerate, perhaps?
He believes strongly that inflation is transitory, meaning it is both temporary and reversible. I am saying, you know what, we have to be more humble about this inflation dynamic. There's a likelihood that inflation will be more persistent. That's number one. And second, his read of history suggests to him that it's better to make the mistake of underreacting to inflation than overreacting. Mm-hmm. Whereas my read of history is let's look at both these likely mistakes and make sure that we strike the right balance.
You wrote in a Bloomberg piece out today, I think, about Chair Powell working toward or trying to wordsmith his way, I suppose, to constructive ambiguity. And that is to say, if I can interpret, have it a little bit both ways?
Correct. So he acknowledged what other people have been seeing, but then he packaged it in a very dovish packaging. And that's why the markets got all excited and we got yet another record high. Mm-hmm. So clearly the financial markets love this liquidity paradigm. But Chair Powell packaged it by saying, even though these things are happening, he said two things. One is there's still ground to cover. And two, only time will tell whether the 2% inflation will be sustainable. This is basically giving himself optionality. He is basically trying to have constructive ambiguity. However, the market at some point is going to insist on clarity.
All right. Well, since Chair Powell, despite our repeated invitations, has not yet decided to come back on the program, and I do have you here, Let me try to nail you down on timing. How long do you think it will take before we have a sense of who's right?
So I think towards the end of the year, we're going to get the answer to one important question. Is inflation higher and more persistent than the Fed expects? The Fed is looking for it to start coming back down and have clear evidence that we will be within near 2% next year. On the employment front, it's trickier. This labor market is behaving in a rather strange way. We know that we've got 800,000 jobs to make up from before the pandemic, but we also know that there's a record level of vacancies, 10 million. So something is not quite working in the labor market. That, I think, is going to take a little bit longer to sort out.
Mohammed Alarian, he is chief economic advisor at Allianz, also in his spare time, I suppose, the president of Queen's College, Cambridge. Dr. Alarian, thanks for your time, sir. I appreciate it.
Thank you.